Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, what up?
What's up? What's Pop good?
Popping red. Not much.
What's
not much.
Goody, brother.
Not much. Chilling, red. Chilling. What up, everybody? What's good? What's going on? Peace and blessings. It is the menu. Big Red and Brother B in the house once again on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing, everybody? Hope all is well. How you doing, Red?
Yes.
How you doing, Red? What you doing, Red? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm just adjusting myself right now so I can get comfortable and get into this topic here.
Oh, I got you. Yo, you know, I had a interesting day today. One thing I just had to, you know what I'm saying, kind of reaffirm to myself is that, you know, there's certain things you just don't, if you're going to prove something, prove it to yourself. Certain things you just don't have to prove to anybody or make known to anyone. Mm. You know, some things you just got to, you know, just do you and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Because, you know,
absolutely.
The start, middle, and the end of the day, man, it's all on you. It ain't about them. And, you know, I guess I just kind of had to, you know, check myself today on something real quick, man. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you're putting it on somebody because they trying to show off, and then you got to do something to get at them. But then it's like, really, it's, I mean, who are you showing off to? More likely, 9 times out of 10, you're showing off to somebody that doesn't even matter in the first place. So what's the purpose of even doing
it?
Like, what's the purpose of out here fronting with people who don't even matter in the first place? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I just had to kind of, like, check myself on that, man. I kind of lost it for a moment. So,
well, you know, it's about these days. Everybody wants to be seen and heard and, you know, that's because, you know, a lot of these people grew up not being seen and heard, you know. And, I mean, I get it when you know, coming into yourself. But, you know, it's a difference. Like, if you're coming into yourself and, you know, as you get older, you know who you are, well, kind of know who you are, whatever. But that doesn't mean you belittle other people or you make it obvious or you do things just to, you know, like, oh, look at me. Like, you're going to shine regardless or, you know, of whatever, you're going to shine. Like, if you're doing the right thing or you're doing whatever, people are going to see you. But you don't have to, like, purposely make yourself be seen. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yo, what up, Lady T? Lady T in the house from Absolute
hey,
Tune
hey,
Show.
Hey,
what's
up? How you doing?
You know,
I'm good.
Yeah,
chilling.
Nah, you know what it is that I think that really got me? It's just the fact that we live in a society, we live in a world where it's okay to condone, the negative is okay and the positive is really. It's like so many, you know, there's so much positive, so many beautiful things going on in the world, but the media and just certain other people just choose to just dwell in the negative. And I don't understand, man. Like, life is beautiful. It's only bad if you make it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do you do that? Like, I'm talking with my daughter today, and she's telling me how, you know, her mom called and asked me if I'm getting emails from the school. I'm like, no. So apparently, you know, these kids have been robbing kids from her school. Like, they've been hanging around her school, and they robbing kids. Now, listen, I'm not a gangster, I'm not a tough guy. I will never claim to be. But whether it's me, Lady T, or Big Red, if you touch somebody's kid, you're asking for a monster. People who love their kids will do whatever it takes, and fuck a court system. Don't matter. Fuck a lawyer. Fuck a police. It don't matter. Nothing would be more satisfaction than whipping some kid or even whipping your parents' ass for even having you to be out here doing what you're doing, messing with other people's kids. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
But you know, a lot of that is peer pressure.
Big Red, Lady Field, or the Midget. Now, you know what?
But you know, a lot of that is peer pressure. You know, a lot of these kids all go, you know, if I, you know, once again, media, social media, they look at these videos and they think, oh, that's them robbing somebody. That, you know, that's what a lot of that is. Not saying that is right because they need to ask me for that. But, you know, it's just stupidness. It's like rob, and I bet you the ones that's robbing them, they probably getting everything they want at home, but you out here robbing or doing stupid shit. For what?
And then, you know,
so
what? And I really
to impress
think,
somebody.
And what I think they should do is if they got parents, charge their parents. If they out here doing something stupid, get their parents. Don't get them. You know, a bigger lesson has to be learned. Somebody,
yeah, I
somebody
bet you their parents
will
whoop their ass then. You got me in the mix of this.
yeah,
exactly.
And you know what? And maybe that's how it should happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, it's enough going on in the world. You know, you out here working. You got to be concerned about when you hit the street. But then, you know, you got to put this, like, oh, my gosh, well, my kid is out here. I don't know what's going on. People out here doing this and doing that. I'm just like, it's just sometimes it's just too much, man. It just becomes a bit much. And, I'm not condoning being on drugs or drinking. But then, you know, sometimes people wonder why people form habits. People form escape. They just want to escape from, like, yo, sometimes it's just too much. It's too much, man. Like, everybody just needs to just, like, yo, chill, man. Just turn it down. It's not that serious, man. It really isn't. I don't get it, man. Somebody always trying to get the one-up on you. And it's like, yo, you getting the one-up on me. I'm not even competing with you, man, because I don't even know you. You trying to set up a race, and I'm sitting in the chair chilling. So I don't know, man. It's weird, yeah. But once again, Big Red, Brother D, co-starring Lady T from the Absolute Truth Show. Yeah, we gotta put you in there. You know, you co-starring, man. Oh, what you want me to say, you know, featuring Lady T, co-star or featuring?
I don't know. X Red.
Yeah. Red. Yeah. Featuring. Not featuring Lady T. Yeah. You set it up like that. Featuring Lady T. Featuring Lady T. You know. But, yeah, we here, Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And yo, real talk. I got it. The Absolute Truth. Hot Rod and you guys hit up on something last night, and I just want to step to it briefly. I'm not going to dwell on it, but that whole thing with I mean, it's a shame. One lady gets fired for recording video. One dude who testified pops up dead. You know, then there are entities out there that wonder why there's no trust for police. There's no trust for law enforcement. There's no trust for the system. Then they wonder why people are just like, why should I deal with, I can take care of my own situations. I don't need the system. I don't need the legalities. Because you're not going to help anyway. You know, it's, I get it. I get it, Caucasian. Whether you're racist or not, I get it. You have issues with the black people. I get it. It's cool. You know, you're entitled to have your issues. But you know what? Just remember, not everybody sees things the same way you do. And not everybody is forgiven, as some people are. So when there's a foot planted firmly in your ass because you did something, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Because 9 times out of 10, it's something you probably asked for. And you didn't think it was going to happen because you think that that privilege or, you know, that bullshit, that ignorance that you walk with is cool. But it's not. It's not.
I don't even know where they got that from.
You know, I like I said, I'm just, you know what they got it from? But like this, somebody has to, in order to stay on top, you have to keep someone down, right? Because if you don't keep them down, then how would you remain, how could you be, you know, a leader of the pack? And the fact that you want to keep someone down, there's issues to that. It's, you know, it's psychological, you know what I'm saying? The foot is on our neck for a reason. And I wish a lot of other black people kind of saw that, started to realize that, maybe come together on that.
And it also goes way, way back when you could even say you see how slaves are resilient. You understand what I'm saying? They don't want to see us like that. Every time we fall, we get back up even stronger. They don't want to see that.
Exactly. You know, because, you know, some people ain't built like that. I mean, I remember when Wall Street crashed, like back in the the 50s or something like that? Motherfuckers started jumping out of windows. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
We lose money tomorrow. What we going to do? Sugar water and mayonnaise sandwiches, ketchup sandwiches. Say, we going to do something. Hmm. You give mama a bag of potatoes and some celery, she going to make it work.
You're gonna
make it work, but some people ain't built like that. Some people ain't built like that. I don't know, but on with the show. And we're going to let Lady T set off our suggest dog.
Me? Come on, huh?
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
Because I know you're ready. You ready. You lock and loaded. You lock and loaded, lady. Let's have it. Topic for tonight. Fellas, is she your mom or your girlfriend?
Is she your girlfriend? She your mama.
Now.
Is that your mama?
Is she your mama? Is that your mama? Or your lady?
Is that your mama?
Yeah, because, you know, nowadays, yo, I don't know if it's a role reversal, but you got women out here doing their thing, working 9 to 5, 5 or whatever, and homeboy at home, twirling the stone, you know, burning water. Not, you know, like, oh, you know, taking care of the kids. If there's some kids playing video games.
Because if he wants some, oh, I want you to be my mother, he ain't taking care of them damn kids. He is the freaking kid. He
said,
you know, he is a goddamn
thing.
The kids watching
their dance,
so.
And Red, Big Red, has spoken.
Kids watching their dance, though.
And you know what? I'm going to let you ask.
No, I was just cracking up picturing that scenery, me coming in like, oh, my gosh, why is the place in a mess? Well, I was waiting for you to come home.
I was playing Xbox. I thought she was going to do that.
Mm-mm.
Well, first of all, we know Lady T would either walk out, close the door, walk away, or she'd get the ass with him. She'd take that little high heel shoe off and be like, what? You thought I was going to do what? Mm-mm. So let me make you.
I get my belt so I would clean up.
Mm-mm. See, you whip out the belt. Look at that. acts of violence. So, yeah, man. I mean, fellas, what's going on, fellas? Like, you know, what you looking for, a girlfriend or a mammy? Like, what's the deal here? So, we're going to have our future guest, Lady T, chime in. What's your take on this?
You know what? That whole mother, M-U-V-A situation could come in the sense of a grandma, auntie, sister, girl cousin treating you like a little boy, you know what I mean? Your mom. You want to be nurtured really, really bad if you're going to act like that.
Well, you think it maybe they're missing something? Like maybe their mama
didn't
love them like that?
Or their mama might have, like, just overdid it. I got a friend, his mom, he's like 30-something, 38, I think. I can't count because I can't keep up with my age, but his mom's still fixing breakfast. He's mobile. He can get up, go get his breakfast. He needs mom's breakfast. You know how to cook, fool. What's going on?
Maybe he don't know how to cook, maybe, but it don't taste like mom's, though.
Listen.
Right. Does he live with his mother? You said he live with his mother?
He lives with his mom. Mom still makes breakfast. Got to fix him his plate. You can get up and get your plate. Still serve him.
Right,
it's okay. I don't understand that.
I'll say this. I'll just say this. Okay. Now, if she's making breakfast for everybody, then that's a different thing. But if she's making breakfast for herself and for him, that's like, you know, get your ass up and go make
his specialty, let's say. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She still got to eat too, but it's like.
Right, no. He should be fixing her breakfast.
That's too much, yep.
Now, like I said, if I'm making something, I say, hey, well, you know, do you want something that's different I'm making something big? But no, I'm not going to be making no specialty goddamn, but it's ain't Mel's Diner. Shit. I ain't Alan.
I really think that these 80s crack babies are showing their ass now. I'm sorry, but yeah, I think it's a combination of the 80s crack babies, and I also think that and Memphis just got lazy, man. I think they just really got lazy because I really think that there's a portion of women that are making it easy for them for the sake of either not wanting to be alone or some of them are just desperados. So they figure you got the corniest cornball thinking that he's the best ticket in town. Because there's some chick out there that don't want to be alone and she's willing to just do everything for him. And I'll never get that because it seemed like an insecurity on both ends. On one end more than the other. But I feel it's an insecurity issue with a woman because then some women, they want to, I can change them. I can fix them. I can make them better. I can breathe life into them. Sometimes you can't breathe life into a corpse. It's just dead. Just leave it. It's roadkill. Just leave that alone. But I think there's some women out there who really try to, and they really think that they can change some dudes, or some of them think that he just needs a little, you know, kick in the ass, like. You know, he needs time. Like, I've heard other women say it. Oh, he just needs to get his stuff together. I'm just giving him a chance, you know, to get his thing together. Like, he's been trying to get his thing together for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah, but then they get comfortable. That's the thing that women don't realize. Oh, he's trying to get together, but if you're not seeing him making any progress, then, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you really doing?
That's why when some women... And you know, I know Lady T about to jump, tear my head off and jump down my throat. But
no, wait.
Yeah, I did. You say you wait. That's why it behooves me when some women, especially some of these feminists out here, want to talk about how they don't have power or men do this and men do that. First of all, minority men don't have power to make changes or do certain things or make laws. We know who has the power to do that. So keep that feminist stuff over there. But in the same token, you do have the power. I believe it was
you
Gerald
Ford.
You do
have the power within your household, though. You have that power.
It's more than that. All right, so Gerald Ford. I believe it was Gerald Ford. He grew up in a single-parent home. His father bounced and, you know, left him and his mother. When Gerald Ford got into a position of power, what did he do? He created, well, let's say he spearheaded the Child Support Enforcement Bureau. Because he watched his mother struggle. And he said, I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen again. He saw his mother go through it. He took care. He wanted.
Right.
He wanted to get back. That, see the power. Mm-hmm. Women have that. Women have that power. They have that. And I don't see how some of them just don't either cultivate it or use it to actually, yeah, maybe breathe some type of life and. And to the dude that's sitting on the couch playing video games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's some women out here who just want to be needed. So
right,
they go get them a needy-ass dude, and they're good with that. They may complain from time to time, but you know what? You know, he loved me. He don't love you like that.
He loves what you do with him.
Exactly.
Right. And because you got to play
exactly.
Everyone, you got to play.
Yeah, he got a nice comfy spot on the couch, some video games. You whipping him up some grub. You know what I'm saying?
You're
getting some sex. Yeah, exactly.
He comfortable.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he comfortable. So that's why I'm just like, yo, it behooves me when someone would say, oh, I don't have the power. You do have the power. Because you can shape. Like I said, that story with Joe Ford right there, it got me because like I said, he got into a position of power. He said, I'm not going to see any other woman or any other mom go through something like this again. So he took his own shit, flipped it, and look what he created. And now look at it now.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, Brother B, that this goes all the way back to when they say the woman is supposed to nurture and so forth, and a man is supposed to be the provider and things like that? Would you say that?
Well, absolutely. I think the balance, because nurture doesn't mean just stay home and take care of the house.
Of course not.
Nurturing, but nurturing is extremely important. Listen,
mm-hmm.
I know, like, most of the dudes that I know were engaged or married. And we sat back and have these conversations, even to the ones that weren't married. And they can say, listen, when a man knows that a woman has his back, there ain't nothing that he won't do. There ain't a mountain that he won't try to move or a star he won't try to bring down for that woman.
Some men.
Because
you do have some men that mess
men.
That up. Some men, yeah.
Well, yeah. But there's men out there that, you know, that do it because they believe in that person that uplifts them. That's
mm-hmm.
that queen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A king, to me, a king can never be a king without his queen, and vice versa. We complement each other. For what I lack, you got. For what you lack, I got. It's the yin and the yang, but I think the balance is off. It's way off.
I'm just saying.
I mean, close it up real quick. I think the balance is off because I have never had an issue with black women or women trying to come into power in general. But the thing is, what power are you coming into if you already have it? Now, if you want to come in, if you want to dominate the workforce or certain fields and all that, yeah, you do what you do. But the thing is, you all, like, you're looking for a title that you, some women are looking for a title that they already have. And my thing is, like, what more do you want said? What, like, what else is it that you want?
Maybe they want the recognition, the appreciation from their man from it. Some of you men don't give that. Like, we'll say, hey, how was your day, and so forth. We'll have your plate fixed. So what does the guy do in return? Oh, I'm going to pay these bills. You think that's just it? What about date nights?
Well, now check this out. Okay. So if we go back, we go back a little bit. We already know, and we hear this from our grandmothers or our great-grandmothers, you know, the stories of how they made the home and the man went out and worked. Mm-hmm. Now, and that was that's how it was to them, simple and plain. Now, okay, times have changed, things are different. So if you kind of take away that whole aspect of you're the man, you're the provider, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, what do you think cats are going to do? It's like coming in the house and saying, oh, listen, babe, you ain't got to go to work today. You know, I'm making money, you know. You can take that day off and relax. As a matter of fact, you take a week off. We good. So, you know, some dudes may be apprehensive, but you get that right dude, and he may be like, word? Yo, boss, I'm taking off this whole week. I'm sick. I got a call later. You know what I'm saying? Just forget about their responsibilities. Why? Because now they kind of don't have to deal with the responsibility. Because now there's somebody else that's willing to say, hey, I got the bill. Don't worry about it. I mean, I can understand helping out, but sometimes you just can't help too much.
Right.
Even me. In a relationship, I tell my lady, yo, certain things, I don't need your help on everything. And it's not to be offensive, and I tell her it's not to be disrespectful, but it's just that, you know what, there's some things you just gotta let me be a man on some things, and that's just that. I appreciate
it. So it's an ego thing.
No, it's not an ego thing. I'm telling you right. Well, from my end, I'm telling you right now. It's sorry, K Dog. K Dog been on hold for a minute.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Sorry, brother. Nah, I'm just saying it's not an ego thing. I just think balance has to be kept. Yeah, not with me.
Right.
But I mean, I think K-Dorf would agree. A balance has to be kept. Like, listen, out of 100%, let me do the 70 and I'll give you the 30. Not out of ego. It's just the fact that, yo, let me bust my ass. Because you know what? When shit hits the fan and the help is really needed, I know that you fresh. You good. You can handle it.
Right.
Unfortunately,
in this day and age that we got going on now, in this society, new society, you have very little men that are going to think in that type of way. In fact, as me and Lady said, that's an ego thing. Maybe not with you, maybe not with Kendo, but most men, that's an ego thing. Now, in terms of, you know, the nurturing thing, I think a lot of that comes from nurturing. That comes from, you know, men growing up, you know, from when they're little kids and growing up, if they didn't have anybody nurturing them, they wouldn't know that they're looking for that. They're not wouldn't know, but they're looking for that. And that's why they come to women like me and Lady T and they think, oh, she could be my mama. No, I'm not your mother. You need to learn to take care of things on your own as a man. That's what your job is. And I feel that a man should be a man like. And I think even that's getting mixed up because, once again, some women are not letting men be men. You have to let a man be a man sometimes. Yeah, you can take up the slack on certain things, but these women take it a little too far, and they're not letting men be men. That's why they're not taking the responsibility and doing what they need to do. They say, oh, she's going to do everything. Why should I do?
So, all right, this is mm-hmm. all right, so K-Dog. So, K-Dog.
Yeah, what
what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up? All right, doing good,
so,
all right.
What do you think? Right, what do you consider your blueprint as a man? Because you know now you so you heard Big Red and Lady T say, oh well, it's the ego thing. I don't, you know, with some men it may be an ego, but when it comes down to being a man and taking care of your responsibilities and do what you got to do for your women and your woman and your household, what do you feel? Mm-hmm. Is there like a blueprint for that?
Well,
or like a certain standard,
Well, it is a standard because you know what? It is what you are taught to do as a man. It's what you're brought up. It's how you're brought up as a man, and that
and
is to take
man,
responsibility.
And I'm talking to a man that comes from a Caribbean household.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you know what? You're taught that from the time you're a kid. And even if, you know, let's just say even when you're not living on your own, but you still have to be the man. You still have to take responsibility. You still have to be on top of, you still have to be on top of things. And when it comes to a relationship, there has to be a 50-50, you know, there has to be 50-50. It's not all about, the man has to do everything. It's not about leaving the woman to do everything. No, there has to be a 50-50. We're both equal. We're both, you know, we both have each other's back. We're both there for each other. And you know what? She, you know, you have to, and also there has to be a level of respect to one another, you know, when it comes to that. You know,
well,
it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm before Lady T, you know, jumps back in. Me growing up, I always looked at my grandmother as the backbone of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I never looked like, you know what I'm saying? Even in my household, my father is my father. My father was my father, but I always looked at my mother as the glue and the backbone of the household. And the thing that proved that the most is when my grandmother passed, everything collapsed. When my mother passed, it seemed like the house was dissolved. See, this is the thing when you have that's why I'm like, who has the power? Who has the power and who's the one that's kind of taking it? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, like I said, it's not about ego. Like, real recognize real. And like I said, we all have roles to play. And I really think that most women do not have to demand an equal right because, I mean, yo, not from a man like me. Now, I don't know the type of dude that you're dealing with, but if I see it like this. If you're dealing with that type of man that feels that you have to be subservient, then that's not the man for you, or that's not a man at all. So why would you deal with that?
Because,
like I said, to me, it's not ego. It's not about ego, but like I said, listen, I don't want my woman out there busting her ass too hard. You can bust your ass a little bit, but I don't want it happening too hard. You can go out there and make your money. You can go out there and do whatever you got to do. But my whole thing is I don't want you out there exhausting yourself. Because in the grand scheme of things, that's one of the things that make us men.
Mm-hmm.
So what if she's not exhausting herself? And to you it may look like she's exhausting herself. Now, some of you men have real issues with females especially when they're making more than you, probably elevating more than you, and so forth. that's when you want to start the whole, a woman should be home. I had that in my early 30s with a guy talking about, oh, you too independent. You do everything for yourself. Why you can't let me do something for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I did let them do something for me, and what happens? It turns around not working out anyway. So what's the damn difference? Mm-hmm. I'm still going to go and get mine regardless.
Right on.
So you're going to have to put aside your emotions. Okay. I'm not exhausting myself. You understand what I'm saying? And it should be the same way with you. You should be able to know how to cook for yourself if in case your woman isn't
mm-hmm.
home.
That's right.
You should know
right.
these things.
Or
you should know how to do your laundry. Yeah, sure, she may want to cook for you. That's wonderful, but you should know those things as well. You should know how to do your laundry. You should know how to
right.
clean up a house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that I've told both my sons.
Allow me to say something. Allow me to say this. It depends on the culture that the person grew up in, because you know what? There are some cultures that still teach men that the woman is supposed to be doing everything for them.
Mm-hmm.
Cook, clean, whatever. That teaches them that. And you know what? Some men, they come from that culture, and you know what? They just sit there and say like this, oh, let her do everything, or I'm hungry. Yeah, you're going to fix me something to eat? Or, hey, my clothes are dirty. You go ahead and clean it. Oh, could you press? They'll even go as far as to say, press my clothes for me. I'm like, wow, are you serious?
Well, I think that's important.
You know,
those cats are spoiled. Like I look at Red. I look at Red. Red, you know what I'm saying? She, one thing that Red did is she instilled life skills in her boys.
That's
she
good.
She didn't blow smoke up their asses and coddle them and all this and that. You know, she put it out there for them. Let them know shit was
mm-hmm.
real. This is how it go down. I'm going to let you screw up. I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself, in other words. You know,
mm-hmm.
our old school, all the elders used to tell us that. I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself. Nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Just, what rope? Nothing. Oh, no, I don't want you going out there doing this. Oh, he's a good boy. Your son just stabbed somebody. Oh, but he's such
mm-hmm.
a good boy. No, he's not.
Well, he wasn't good.
He went out there and said what he did.
Speaking of which, I'd like to tell y'all, I'd like to share something with everybody. See, when I was growing up, you know, my mom is a very strong woman. The other family together, she ran things. I mean, I tell people this. I'm like, man, listen, growing up, I always knew my mom was the boss. My dad worked, but my mom was the boss. My mom, she's been strong for years. She grew up that way. She was always like, you know, strong-willed. When I was about maybe 9 years old, and I would go to the laundry with my mom. And one day my mom said, like, it's okay, girl, put these clothes inside the dryer. I'm like, okay, put these clothes inside the washer. Then after, she was like, okay, you put the detergent. And then after, I put the detergent. And I thought that, you know, okay, then I turned on the machine. And we would go to the laundry again, and she would tell me to do the same thing over again. And guess what it was? It was her way of saying like this, you're learning how to wash your own clothes. So since then, I knew how to put everything together, because she always taught me this. She said, the reason why I'm teaching you this, like how to wash clothes and press clothes and how to clean, she said, because tomorrow morning when you're growing up and you're a grown man, I wouldn't want any woman to say, damn, his mother didn't show him anything, because you got to learn how to do things on your own.
Now,
that right there,
I think is the problem. I don't think there are mothers out there that are still instilling that. Partly because you got a lot of mothers that ain't even motherly. My grandmother, was 75, almost damn near 80 when she passed away. Now their grandmothers is like 40 years old.
Yep.
It's just
eating crab,
30 years
crab old. And watching and wearing bacon.
Yeah, it's like Mm-hmm. What could you possibly instill?
It's me. I'm grandma.
In someone. Yeah. What could you possibly instill? Yeah, what could you see? What could you possibly
but
instill?
See, I'm
you don't
old
really know what life
me.
Is yourself.
Right, but I'm old school. I like I said, I'm gonna teach you what for, because that's where I came from. I don't care how many pairs of jeggings and leggings and how much crab legs and shrimp I eat. I'm gonna let you know you gonna wash your goddamn dishes. You gonna go wash your clothes before the dish. You gonna sweep before you gonna clean the back. I don't play that, man. I don't care what I wear.
See, and
you gonna do
and
you gonna
see,
do.
And that's that real right there. How many women out there still doing that? That's why some of these dudes is just coming around and just like, hey, could you wash my socks? Could you take care of me? Could you do this? Could you do that?
I'm gonna say wash my
could you
socks.
Hold me down? You know, could you make me a sandwich? Could you do this?
That's because their
you
mothers,
know, I can't stand
because
it.
Their mothers, because
their mothers, no,
their
mothers,
mothers
never taught
them
anything.
Them. They never taught them that. They don't teach them it. That's why you have these men that are, like I said, they lean on women like, or try to lean on women like me and Lady T and a lot of other women and thinking, oh, I don't have to see nothing. No, you come, I tell it's just any man that I deal with, I don't care how old he is. You come walking through these doors, you're going to do something. Or if you come in to make yourself known and you want to, you know, be around like that, you're going to do something. If you're not working or maybe you, in between jobs or whatever the hell was going on, okay, while I'm out working or doing whatever, you're going to be doing something. They can get some type of parent paying the bill or something, but the thing is, they don't want to do, they don't know how to do it. It's not that they don't want to do it, they don't know how. They don't know how. So the woman is left to do all of that, and then when we get frustrated, then it's, oh, baby, what's wrong with her? We don't know what's wrong. I already got a kid by you. Now I got to take care of you and the dad and the kid. I got to teach both of y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I have to teach both of y'all life skills. Like, that don't make no sense to me. And what's wrong? I have to teach both of y'all. You know, I got to sit down with the baby and sit down with you and teach both of y'all.
Oh, damn.
He's all damn.
But at least
right.
You get a
so,
discount. You're doing teaching both of them at the same time, so that's a plus.
Hell no.
Oh,
and you know, my thing is this. I'll say this.
Hell no.
Now, it depends on the age. Like, if it's an age difference, but like, I'll say that. Like, if the guy's a little younger, all right, you got to, you know, you got a little, you know, you got to teach him something. I ain't talking about somebody over 40-something years old or 30, or, yeah, like over 40 years old. And you damn near 50 and grandparent age, and I gotta sit again and still talk to you like if I'm talking to somebody that's in their 20s. No. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not doing that.
Listen,
no.
Before I was 10, I was 10 years old, I knew how to sew a button on my shirt.
Absolutely.
And my mother
yep.
and father were both responsible for that.
Yep.
Now, to me, there's no excuse why dudes are not out there not living up to the role. Like, it's being a man is more than just making a baby and sleeping, you know, with women. Like, it's more to it. And I just think, like, a lot of cats just really have not been trained in the ways of manhood anymore. I really think that is also because being a man is like that whole label, that whole title is just being watered down and misconstrued and made to seem like it's something bad. Like it's bad to be a man. It's bad to like hold the door open or it's chivalry is bad. Like it doesn't make sense. Like it's bad to say, oh, hey, excuse me, mister, you okay? You know how many people, women say, oh, don't call me ma'am. Okay. Don't call me miss. Okay.
Well,
I'm trying to be
point.
Respectful here. I listen, I don't care how old you are. It's ma'am, miss, it doesn't even matter. I'm trying to be cordial, trying to be respectful. But you say, oh, don't call me that. Don't call me that. And I'm like, wow. Like it just kind of, it boggles me. Like you like what you don't want to be respected,
right? Yeah. Well, maybe they don't, or maybe they so
that's the way it is.
Talk to a certain, you know, talk to a certain way. They don't. they don't see. Like I said, this world is topsy turvy now. Where it's like things that we like things that we know are normal. You know, like they don't think those things are normal. Like to them, that's not normal. And I don't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's too sensitive now. It's really, really, really sad.
Yeah, I think that's a issue as well. The whole, you know, sensitivity is on high. And like I said, it shouldn't be a problem with being, like I said, me personally, it's years ago, would you still call it ego? With the woman in the house and the man being the provider and this, that, and the third. Because, first of all, once again, the backbone. Who makes the home? We as men may defend it, but you got to give us something to defend. If you look at our roles as a man, we have to take care of our own. With that role switching, now it's like, how does a man know how to defend if he's not put in a position or given the role to defend? You can't.
Or do the men even know their roles, Brother B? That's another thing.
But that's the thing. That's nature. You can't reverse nature. Well, I think that's what's starting to happen. It's kind of, you're reversing nature. People are tampering with the natural order of things because. How could, listen, if I had a son, I'm telling him, this is what you do. This is what men do. I go out here, you bust your ass, you make sure you're good, you upkeep yourself. If you got a woman, you make sure you take care of your woman, you make sure you take care of your kids, you do this, that, and the third. This is what men do. But that's not to say that a woman can't teach a boy how to be a male. But sometimes it takes a man to show a man. Sometimes they have to, sometimes you have to see by example. And once again, you can't take the role away from us and expect us to still walk in them shoes or still play that part.
And like, how do the women take the role away? Can you explain that real quick? How do we take the role away from you?
I'm gonna let 3054 answer that.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
you know
be damn well.
There goes the neighborhood.
Brother B, come on now. Oh, brother.
Oh,
my chest just started hurting.
Oh, man.
I'll answer the question. For the record,
oh,
I do have a big ego. And number two, Brother B, tonight he's a sexist. So, answer to the question.
What was number two?
Brother B's a sexist, you know? Was he last week or 2 weeks ago? He's a racist. And now he's a sexist. So, you know.
Yeah,
now
I'm a sexist.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Next week, he'll be the next whistleblower. Who knows what's going on next week?
Yeah, I might be a whistleblower next week.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Mm. What was your question again, Lady T?
I don't even remember. You know what? What was it? What was it? Oh, gosh. You made my chest hurt coming on here.
Oh, my God.
What was the question? Oh, the role. Something with the role. Yeah. Brother B, help me out because I don't even remember.
You asked the question pertaining to what is it like, I mean, for you wanted me to explain, like, what is the role? Of a man.
Oh no, I asked you how we go. Okay, oh. how do we take it away? Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
whatever
the question
was.
It away.
Yeah.
Oh, you took the role away. You took our wallet away. You took our dignity away. You took our pride away. You took everything away from us men.
Oh, so though, that's what I'm asking you. If you feel that way, how so? Please, please tell me. Because
it
sounded like y'all ego tripping, but okay.
No, exactly. No. Most females will attack the ego of most men. You see the weakness, and you take that weakness, and you bury the man. Not all females, not all men, and you bury that man with his weakness, you know. You know what? Let me make him less of a man by treating him like crap, like make him like, tell him like he's not a real father, or he's not a real man because he doesn't have a job, or
That sounds like a female that has her own issues with herself. That
right,
sounds,
and that's
just,
that, like,
that's
something
totally
mean?
Different.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
they
got
to bash their man.
That.
Yeah.
You know, when you bash a man.
Male bashing doesn't work. Male bashing doesn't work.
Oh, no,
female,
it doesn't.
Some people
really
love to
bash
their
man. What it does, what that does, when the woman bashes a man, and we're not taking this off the subject, and I just want to say one thing, but when a woman bashes a man, do you know how, what it does to men? It destroys his manhood. Like, he feels like he's worthless, and he walks around like, damn, man, I'm a loser. You know, that,
but
it could hurt, it could
but
hurt
some
a
women
man.
Want that, though.
Well,
okay,
though. That's,
they
that's,
want
that's
that in the man.
Evil. That's, that's back to the ego, Kato. That's basically that's what comes down to
yeah.
the ego of a man and his pride.
Mm-hmm.
So,
take away
that's
a man's pride,
the
man,
ego,
that
but
pride
I would also
ego.
Look at that. I would look at that female like, what's wrong with you, though? Something must be wrong with you. You have issues within yourself.
Right,
that you're,
right.
Yeah, that you're projecting onto that man. If
bashing.
You have time to be bashing him instead of picking
right.
him up so that he
that's
can
exactly
be able to provide
is.
For your household.
Because
oh,
of the way I like that, they want that. They want that, and once again, I'm going to say we're going to blame Steve Harvey for that because, once again, he has these women with that type of thinking. Oh, think like a man. Think like a man. Act like a woman. No, you can't think like a man. You're a woman. This is what your role is in life as a woman. Nobody's saying that you can't do certain things or you can't be in power or a superwoman or whatever, but not when you're emasculating the man. He is supposed to be a man. So some, I'm going to give it to you like this. You got some men that like that shit. They don't. They like it. They want a woman to talk to them like that, treat like that. They like that shit.
True.
And you got some women that like that shit too.
True.
That's
said,
like a
I
form of emotional
that.
Abuse, if you ask me. But
absolutely,
no,
it is. You
it,
right, you
it is
right.
a form of emotional.
It's
very
we'll emotional. We'll put it like this. You said you, your question was, how are you taking away, you know, the role of a man, you know, from men?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Easily. And you may not like what I'm going to say, but it's okay. But you stepping up means someone has to be stepped on. And the whole thing is, once again, you guys already have the power. You guys already run the show. Whether it's the grandmother, the mother, the woman, let's just say hypothetically, all women just took themselves and moved to another continent. What do you think men are going to do? You think men go out here and do stuff just for themselves? They do it because for a mate. You know, they do. You think guys are out here buying all these fancy cars and doing all this and that, what, just to impress their peoples or impress themselves? No. They're doing it to impress you.
Nowadays, no. No.
So, Brother B, you're saying.
Nowadays? I'm sorry, wait for 1 minute.
No.
Nowadays,
no,
these dudes, let me tell you something. Nowadays, and I'm going to tell you guys this, this goes for men and women. Women do things to impress other women, and these men are doing things to impress other men. I understand what you're saying. You're right. It may be like that, but from what I've seen for the last couple of years, it's like a lot of women are doing things to impress other women, and men are doing things to impress other women. It's supposed to be like that
competition?
We're trying to impress each other. Huh?
Are you saying there's a competition out there?
Yeah,
it's always a competition with the woman. But quick question for you on what you just said. So you're saying we can have power, but just not too much power. So now you're putting a press on how much power we can have.
First of all, I didn't say that. You guys, you run the show. What did I say? From grandmothers to mothers to you guys, men running the show.
It seems like we pick up the pieces. That's what it sounded like.
You are the puzzle. Who do you think men are out here doing this shit for? Listen, if my daughter and my fiance wasn't here, listen, I'd be in a room chilling. I wouldn't be working no two goddamn jobs. And certain shit I just wouldn't be doing because I ain't trying to take care of nobody but me.
So we fuel the energy. We fuel the energy in certain guys.
But see, that's the thing. Once again, what did you say?
No, I said we fuel
it.
Yeah.
A car can't go nowhere without fuel.
Weatherby has a reason to get up every morning and brush his
right.
Head.
I get what he's saying. I get exactly what he's saying, and that's the difference between the boys that want to be nurtured and the man. That's the big difference.
But who do you blame? The mother? Do you blame the mother or the child for what happened?
Because they're taught that already, and they're not receptive to it. I know a guy whose father told him about that. To you know, you're supposed to take care of your family. That's your role, and so forth, and raise them like that. And right now, the dude owes child support. So come on, man. You can just put it. Some people aren't going to receive it.
You know, there's a lot to be said, because you know what it is? Right now, it's a whole different generation. You understand? It's a whole
wait a minute. I got to go there. That child support thing, it ain't always what it seems. There's not just, you know what I'm saying? There's dudes out there, there's women out there that get raw deals when it comes to the system. The system is this. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not always about the kids. It is not always, trust me, for a person that's been doing this shit
in this case,
10 years.
The reason why the guy is owing child support is because his woman found out he was cheating. He walked directly away from his responsibility, so it's like payback to this chick. So it's not a bit of baby mama drama story.
Nope, it's not.
Just a dude, that's the difference between a boy and a man.
You know what? As a man, but hold on, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Go.
As a man, when in a situation like this, you got to own up to your responsibility, especially when you know that you messed up, you know, and let's just say the woman caught you in the act. It's like this, like catching a kid and, you know, you told the kid not to eat cookies before dinner and then you sneak up and you catch the kid eating the cookies and, you know, you're like, what are you doing? Oh, I wasn't doing anything. And, you know, the kid gets upset because they got busted. So here we are. That's why, as a man, you must own up to your responsibilities. You gotta own your responsibility, no matter what. When you're in the wrong, you gotta own the fact that you're in the wrong.
Well, remember,
in that case,
women cheat too.
No, I'm gonna get to that. Yes, women do cheat, and yes, a woman should take responsibilities for her actions as well.
But is a woman going to cheat and leave her family and not take care of her kid? No, she's still going to do that. Very rarely. I don't know what kind of woman that is, but okay.
There's some cases.
What? 2%, 1%?
It's higher than you think. Guarantee it. We go to court tomorrow, Tisha. You and I, let's go.
I know, I want to go. Let's get this whole started. Boy, I want to smack you. I'm going to court for my money on your silly ass.
Hey, you know,
oh, Lord.
See, after tonight, goodness, I'll goodness. Give you that one ahead.
One more comment
on for
you,
okay?
Uh-oh. Well, no comic on for you, my man.
Crazy hot, man.
I'm just saying, I don't think, I just can't sit up on anybody's couch and not do anything. I can't make the excuses, and I don't see how dudes is out here making excuses, especially when some chick want to be like, oh, well, he's not working right now. Okay, I'm sorry, but there's always a job out there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was probably like at one point when before I got a steady job, there was a place where you can go work for a day, and they still have that. You can go work for one day and get you some money. I don't want to hear no shit when people want to talk about all the jobs out there.
Which is still something because you're acquiring skills, so which is still something. And you have some guys that are beyond too comfortable, and the women are at fault at that because you make them too comfortable. Okay, what better day tomorrow, honey? No, what time is it right now? It's 10 o'clock. They doing bottles over there. Let's help out. Go ahead.
Hey, the Mexicans, they don't play. They collect those bottles and they make money from it. Right. I give them Mexicans credit.
Me, I saw it like this.
But,
I say this. You got to work. As a man, you have to work. I mean,
and you got to put in
if
work.
You're going to be sitting on your lazy,
putting in work
you're
is more than sex. It's more than
exactly.
Your
it's more than sex. It's more than sex. Because you know
what?
What
is it, guys? We got
morning.
All the guys on the panel. What is it other than just sex? Because y'all don't do that. We really control that, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's another
oh,
topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up in the morning.
She just admitted that y'all know you when they get
uh-oh.
y'all in control.
I'm gonna tell y'all something, listen,
y'all
guys,
control, period.
Guys, I hate to tell you, I hate to be the one to say something, but I'm gonna say something controversial. Brother B Hot Rod, please don't take this the wrong way. When it comes to that, women have the power.
But they've been had the power.
Women have the power.
K-Dog, go to sleep. Good night, K-Dog. K-Dog, good night.
Listen.
Go to sleep. It's
been known from the dawn of history. From the dawn of history, women had that power, man. And you know
but
what? There's been wars. Men have gone to wars over this, man.
Okay.
And once again... And
men have
again,
killed each other over this.
And
you know,
once again,
slap
the person and slap the other man. Yeah, there's been wars because of this, man. Because women got their power, man. We don't know that.
It's
women
got
the
whole
power.
Thing. It's once again, it's that it's beyond the ego. It's all about that pride and that love that you have for your woman or you have for
exactly.
your mother, that female in your life. It's that what you have for them that pushes you
mm-hmm.
to do better, that
yeah,
pushes
I agree
you
with that.
To do
yeah.
more. And the whole
exactly.
thing is, that's what I'm saying. When women started, oh, well, I'm going to go do this. See, it's okay for you to go get your education. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
I support that. It's okay for you to become CEO, COO, or president. And listen, I'm good with that. But you don't have to step on, you don't have to, because see, there's women out there that are literally stepping on dudes and say, yeah, I'm stepping on you. But there's other women that are out there just getting it and be like, yo, I'm just doing me. I don't know what she's doing, but I'm just doing me. And it seems like the media caters more to the women who are stepping on and not caring compared to the women that is out there just like, this is what I'm doing for me.
But how are they stepping on? That's my point. It sounds like y'all trying to have us in the chokehold to a limit. Like you can't be that powerful or something. What's the problem? I don't understand why we can't be an equal. So if I'm moving up, why you can't move up too? Why can't I push you to move further?
Who said you wasn't an equal? Who said you wasn't moving up? That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying. What are you saying with we're stepping on guys to get where we need to? What's that about?
I didn't say I'll step on Hot Rod in a second.
Put him in the chokehold. Yo, Hot Rod, you got me wanting to come through this phone for you. Oh my goodness.
Listen,
I'm sorry, y'all. Let me act like a lady.
Let me see. I'll be happy to send you the Bible, okay? You need a Bible. Get out of here with that nonsense. I forgive you.
All right, Red. Red.
Yes.
Do we have an imbalance or what? Do we have a share of women out there that are doing their belittling? But we do have women out there that are just like, yo, because you're always going to have some that are going to uplift and then some that are just going to inspire. But then you're going to have others that are just be like, oh, what's the infamous line? I don't need no man. I don't need
Jesus.
I don't need
I hate that line.
You ain't
good. Hold on.
Wait a minute. I got to say it. You ain't shit. You don't even say the full shit. You just say, you ain't shit. Right.
I think that's a smoking mirror when women say that. I think that's just something that they say because I guess they feel they've been hurt, and it's just like, okay, I'll say this. Now, I'll just say this. I'm the type of female where if I ask a dude to do something, I've been in a position I've asked a dude to do something for me. Now, once again, I'm giving up myself to you. And I'm asking you for something simple to do. And if you're giving me a hard time or you, you know, you whining about it, then what is the, excuse my lady, what the fuck is the purpose of me asking you? Why am I even coming? But you can sit up there and blow up my phone when you ready to jump in this damn honey jar here. When you ready for the honey jar, blow up my phone, blowing it up, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to oblige you because you know what? I like you. You know, my little boo thing, whatever, whatever. But as soon as I ask you for $40, as soon as I ask you for something, then it's a problem. So then I get to a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to do the shit myself. Then when I do it myself, then it's, oh, well, why you didn't ask me?
Why?
What the hell am I walking in? What am I asking you for if you want to get the rolling of the eyes and oh, my God, and all of that and that? Okay. So then I'm just going to do it myself. Now, that's a different scenario than, oh, I don't need no man. And then when women say, like I said, that's a smoke and mirror. They're saying that because they actually do need a man.
I'm gonna throw you under the bus, Red.
Okay.
You listen, my gosh, I miss my Auntie Lane so much, because I think the appropriate response that I believe my Auntie Lane would have said, if the dude would have said, "Oh, why you ain't asked me?" My Auntie Lane said, "Shit, I shouldn't have to ask."
Absolutely. Exactly.
And that's true. That goes back to guys knowing their role. Yes.
And that's why, exactly. See, that's my whole point of what I'm saying. I shouldn't have to freaking ask you. You should be on some, yo, but listen, if you ain't living with me or whatever, well, you need a couple of dollars before I leave or, you know, even if I mention, hey, listen, phone bill due this week. All right, listen, now you would think a dude would say, you know what? In order for me to keep talking to her, or to keep, you know, communication, yo, let me give her that little couple of dollars she needs. But men don't think, but they don't think like that. Exactly, they don't think like
money.
That.
Well,
and like I told,
why don't they have to pay your bill? Why you don't pay our bill?
Because you want to keep talking to me, right? But see, that's what I'm saying. You want to keep talking to me.
The same way you want the cucumber, I want something in return too. Okay? Help me help you.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
But I'm giving you what you want. Like I said, you can blow up my phone when you want the honey jar. But guess what? When I'm asking you for something, then it's And you start sounding like much mouth from fat out. You have to give me that, baby.
Listen, my whole thing is, once again, the balance is off. It's like what Bill Murray said in Ghostbusters. He was like, you know, it's the end of the world, cats and dogs living together, you know, this, that, this, it's, everything is just wrong. Like, Tom is not supposed to like Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The balance, the scales is off.
Straight beat. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
so,
an
certain things are just not the same anymore, man. And I understand about progression. I understand about moving forward. But one thing we can't lose sight of is our roles in life.
Well, okay. Brother B, to your point on our roles, let's be honest. The world has changed a lot lately. Like Big Red said a long time ago, now we have the A, B, G, L, T, S, Y, Z community right now. What type of role should they play overall? Gay, if man wants to be a woman, woman wants to be a man, what role should they be playing in relationships? Or that's between them?
To be honest with you, I think they should just, first of all, stop looking for everybody's approval. Do you? Homosexuality has been around for centuries. There wasn't nobody looking for anyone's approval. They was just doing what they do. Now, all of a sudden, over the past, 10 years, there's been this big emergence and people are fighting for rights and they want this and they want that. Listen, you can have what you want, but you ain't got to force that shit on me. You don't have to prove to me or tell me that you're gay to, for you to be gay. Be who you want to be, but play your role. If whether you're the alpha or you're the beta thing, whatever the hell you are, play your role. Take care of your family. Take care of your responsibility. And if you go out here talking slick, don't think you can't get popped in the mouth. Simple and plain. It is what it's going to be. Don't sit here and act like you don't have a position to play. Everybody has a role to play. Whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're in between, everybody has a role to play. Play your goddamn role. And stop going from the left lane to the right lane to the middle lane. Stay in the picker lane. Pick a lane, damn it.
I think that's the problem.
And that's not even realistic in driving, but okay. It's not even realistic, so.
So as to life, people can't pick it. Then it's unrealistic in terms of certain people's expectations because no one is sticking to a lane. Listen, I can't, in good faith, good conscience, I can't have a female family member of mine having some dude, and he's sitting up and he ain't doing nothing. I'm like, yo, why you got this dude here? I'm going to have to ask. And you know what? Some people
is that
say, hey, if she like it, if she like
business?
It, I love it. It may be none of my business, but when shit hit the fan, who you going to call? Oh, I want him out of my house. Why are you calling me? You should have thought about
right,
that
exactly.
Before you brought him in your goddamn house.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna call Ghostbusters. They come faster, so.
Oh my God,
Ghostbusters!
So, oh wow,
I'm good.
I get your point exactly. I don't subscribe to that at all. Like I said, ain't nobody
exactly.
Living up in here. I'm trying to get rid of this damn cat. You think I want some Negro in here? I'm trying to get rid of the freaking cat.
You love that damn cat. Don't even try that.
Oh man,
you know, damn that cat. If that cat walks out, packs his bag, and walks out, you'd be mad. You'd be heartbroken. Stop fronting on that. That damn cat.
Go get that damn cat.
Matter of fact, go make that cat a sandwich. Cause you know that's
hell
what you
no.
Do. You be making the cat a damn sandwich. Cat eat lunch meat. Cat eat lunch meat.
My man,
you got the only damn cat that eat a damn hero from the bodega. Like
no, not this. This cat don't eat much meat. She eats straight. Remember that? That was meaty. Rest in peace, meaty, you bastard. But he eats much.
Oh my God! Damn cat, a bastard.
He eats much. This cat don't eat no damn much meat.
That was a mean ass cat.
Why
are
we talking about this
pussy?
Oh, man.
I can't.
Yo, let me get your phone and go get you some hot rod. I can't. Hot rod too hot tonight. He hot. Go get you some hot rod.
I have to make it up for last night. I couldn't talk too much last night. So tonight's my night.
I tell you, man, this is some crazy ass. This, yo.
Oh, okay.
But no,
listen,
I'm just saying that I can't.
Listen, the problem
like
is, the problem is this.
Okay.
Look,
ahead.
All I gotta say is this: is that when it comes to men, yes, we do have egos, okay. And when it comes to the women, like they say, are like from a different world. But at the same token, you know, what makes us good together is this, is that there's a certain magic in the air that could bring, you know, a non-perfect man and a non-perfect woman together. It doesn't have to be all perfect, but hey.
It's our differences that make us match. It's our
exactly. Our differences, man. That's all I was trying to get to. And I'm like, man, people don't understand that.
That's what
parents,
the whole thing is.
You just
you can't, you can't have
that, both of y'all. I don't know what y'all just said.
No, I'm just saying. What can you go over the same? All right, listen. I have an ego, but it's not. But it has nothing to do with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, men. Everybody has an ego about something, but I have one. My ego doesn't lie in relationships or, you know, hangups on. She makes more money. Listen, I don't care. You make more money.
Me neither.
Yeah,
but once again, that's you.
You know, it's good that you don't have that. You know, you okay? Don't even hot right.
So
it's good that you
Red,
not
yeah.
like that.
So Red, what do you think would happen? And I'm just hypothetically saying, what do you think would happen if women were way more selective instead of settling for these piece of shit cats? Some of these cats would actually have to be forced to step up their game. They would be forced to step up their game because, yo, you're not a winner. Like, you're not it. No.
Right.
I'm like, listen, I understand somebody got to get a break. But you know what? I'm not the type of dude, if my shit ain't right, I ain't rocking with you. We can be friends. We can talk on the phone. We can meet up at White Castle or McDonald's. Or
and they'll be
BBQs
and
every once in a while.
And they'll be single for a very long time.
Until you get it together.
Did I say that?
And that's the same thing like a female.
These dudes don't even want to meet you at McDonald's or White Castle or anything. All they want to know is what time I can come to your house and how many times they want to eat this and eat that. That's all they want to hear.
If most women were just like, listen, I'm sticking to my standard, and that's that.
More
selective. I'm sticking to their standards. It is what it is.
Okay,
like,
you're right. At this point, once again, a lot of us are going to stay single because if we be selective and not deal with these, fuck dudes, men, period, we're going to be single because, once again, it is.
Well,
I'm not saying there's not no men out there that are like that, but it's very, very, very few of them because every guy wants to be this. Once again, they got their ego and their ass on their back. They got this.
You know why they got the ego? I'm gonna tell you why some of them got the ego, because they know a lot of dudes are in jail, a lot of dudes are turning gay, and a lot of dudes is dead. So of course they know women outnumber. Women outnumber. So they're like, hey, I'm going to get mine regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
They know.
And there's a lot of guys. Listen, the thing is, it's like this, and being selective. Like, okay, something else too. People want to impress their friends. Like, okay, a woman wants to impress her friends by dealing with a guy who has a title, and you know, because he has a title. It's, you know, oh, I could hook my friends up with his friends because his friends all got titles. But what makes you think that you're going to be happy with the person with a title? And the same thing goes for a man when a man says, man, I'm going to date myself the baddest looking woman ever. And you know what? Yeah, she could be stupid and dumb, but yet she looks good, doesn't she? You know, that's the problem.
Right, exactly. That's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, unfortunately, my oldest is like, Mom, I want to see you get married. I said, listen, I'm 47 years old. I said, first of all, I'm not saying that it'll never happen, but I'm not looking for it. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. But I have to also explain to him, like, son, the men that are out here now, they're not what they used to be. And I'm not talking about the younger guy. I'm talking about, or anybody young. I'm talking about all these men that are over 40, 45 years old. They're not what they used to be. They're not up to that standard of what they used to be. I said, they don't want women like me. They want the women.
And that's also because they're competing with the 20-something and 30-something young men,
exactly.
So they feel like they got to be down now.
You got to grow up. You got to grow up.
Or you got dudes in this age bracket that are spoken to.
That
already have
it. Exactly.
Yeah, so those are the categories that you have. So there's an immediate shortage. There's an immediate shortage of qualified men out there. There's a shortage.
So what would you guys suggest? We got three guys on the panel. What would you guys suggest for women like myself and Red?
Not start cloning.
Maybe be less selective. Maybe be less selective.
No, I'm not compromising. But go ahead.
No, you can't. You know what? Compromising is no. I'm not with that.
Nope.
Because you know what?
I'm not compromising
that's how you get the
myself.
Dude on the
couch. No, dude.
That's how you get the dude on the couch with the macaroni stains on his shirt.
You never know. You never know.
That's
you never know that she's trying.
What's the dude with macaroni on his shirt?
Yeah, got
macaroni
stains on his shirt. Because he just came from Kennedy Fried. He just came from Kennedy Fried Chicken. And he got him a two-piece with the biscuit and some macaroni and cheese on the side. And he's sitting
watching the game. That you just got you a hot rod.
Listen, as long as we get something from there, Listen, ain't nothing wrong with that. Did she get me something from niggas? Like I said, I can't even get a Negro to buy me a damn dollar cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Man, listen. Do you know what the best thing is? Hey, I'm gonna go all out. Listen, I'm gonna go to my
Virginia
trying to get myself.
I'm gonna 25 at Applebee's.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I take the four for Wendy's. Shoot, listen, I'm fine.
All I'm saying I really have to, and I'm sorry, but I decided back of course, it's going to be the dude. If you let a dude be lazy, or you allow him to open up the door for him to be lazy, then he's going to step right in and be lazy. Sometimes you can't make everything that easy. It can't be made easy. My whole attitude, I'm sorry, me personally, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. It don't always have to be like that all the time. But listen, I got to do what I got to do, just like you do. And we'll be in the middle.
Brother B, do you have somebody else on the phone right now that's trying to call in?
I don't know.
Sean Black told me he's trying to call into the show, but he can't get through. Oh, well, he's an idiot anyway, so who cares?
I don't see him coming up.
I threw out for myself and Sean Black. How dare you?
I don't care. He's an idiot.
Oh, man.
I think the truth.
Yo, he's so damn stupid.
Tell him to try and call in.
Why you talking about him like that?
Whoa. Tell him the number to call in right now, Brother B.
347-324-3395.
You hear that,
Sean?
2-4-7-3-2-4-3-3-9-5. Oh, man.
No, Hot Rod is something else.
You know, I'm like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not, but it's about balance, man. And I think the scales are very much unbalanced right now. Like I said, when I was growing up, matter of fact, I remember one of the things that were burned into my head. My father would come home on payday. He would come in with his cigar in his mouth that he put out before he came in the house. If I was sitting in the kitchen, he would look at me and do his little grunt, what's up? He would put the money on the table. He had his fifth, a Smirnoff in his back pocket. And he'd go about his business. This is what I saw. To me, and I think about it, that was the coolest shit. He, like I said, he came.
That's
in.
That's how it was.
He put the money on the table for my mother. And then,
he went about it. He has his spinoff, he's all good. He got his bottle, he's good.
Yeah, he got his bottle. That's how it's supposed to be.
Right, that's how I remember that was my mom and dad. My father would come in from work on payday, he worked at night, MTA, come home, if it was payday, he put whatever money on the table, and, you know, my mom
had
would
his little
do
money for him, and that was it.
Stuff. Right, and it's just like, you know, it's like, you got a family to take care of. It's like, it shouldn't be a fight. It shouldn't be a back and forth. It shouldn't be, she'll take care of it. No, it should be, like you said, it should be a balance. She take care of these things, you take care of this. So if it's the thing of, okay, he pays the rent and she just pays the little small bill, like, they didn't have cable back then, but the telephone bill, there was no damn cable, but the telephone bill or whatever groceries she had to buy. You know, I guess things were simpler then because now it's more, You know what I think is kind of with that? Because there's more now. Because like I said, you got internet.
More
you
options.
Got Wi-Fi.
A lot
you got
more
this.
Options.
You got a car. Yeah, it's a lot more options now. Back then, it was just simple shit. The rent had to be paid. Okay, if dad paid the rent, the dad paid the rent. Mom did the grocery shopping, telephone bill, you know, and everything else. And she wanted to, you know, brush up for the kids, get her little hair done, whatever she wanted to do. That's what that money was for. You know what I'm saying? But now it's too much. And I think on both sides, everybody can't.
I'd not be giving no woman my money. I'm not giving no woman my money.
I be not giving no woman. I be got no
money. Exactly.
So, but with that balance of power, you both are winning, though. So what is guys' problems?
What's the problem?
It goes back to what you asked at the top of the show. Why you want?
We're going to throw that on Sean Black.
Yes, please.
Oh, God.
So you guys can hear me now.
Hey, Sean, you're on the spot.
You finally got in. Okay.
Go ahead. Because I love Sean's voice. Come on. Sean Black.
Okay.
Come on, he's going to break it down.
He's going to break it down. Come on, Sean.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think about the...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Sean, man, you on? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
why do you think... what do you think about the whole topic in general? Like, you think it's an ego thing when it comes down to the whole attitude of the male... taking care of the woman, like she was saying earlier, or just all right overall. The mama, the whole, are you the girlfriend or my mama? What's your take on that?
I think it depends on how you were raised, and depending on what time period you grew up in. I think that is a determining factor for how you view a relationship with anybody. If you're of the ilk that you are one of those people that grew up 60s, 70s, 80s, or maybe even the 90s, you're looking at it from the standpoint of you want to treat the woman that you're with the way you were taught to treat a woman. Today, if you're going 2000, 2010s, and now going into the 2020 next year, we're competing now with so many people and millennials and the internet and social media. Everybody seems to have some sort of fear of missing out with the way they treat a female. There are a lot of women that like to be considered independent. There are a lot of women that are learning how to be independent. And then there are women that don't know how to be independent and try to become independent with the wrong person when they do decide to settle down with someone. So you've got this giant clash of so many different people between, yeah, and Hot Rod is one of them, apparently. as far as I know, there are so many different layers, but I think what we're dealing with right now are the age group, people that are like in Hot Rod's age group and in my age group, they
who
are
age,
like,
you idiot?
Yeah. Anyway,
they're
competing with people that are now in a better situation when it deals with today's women, the ones that are, like I said, millennials, and it's like a culture clash. So now you're looking at a form of man that is either becoming extinct or feels like they're going to become extinct, because I've seen many women actually get upset to guys for being chivalrous towards them, whereas there are women that are still looking for a chivalrous man, and that man doesn't know how to be chivalrous to them. So you've got that clash, and that's basically where this battle of the sexes thing has seemingly become now. That's what I see.
And on that note, Hot Rod, Lady T, K Dog,
okay,
Sean Black, absolute truth proof. Thank you for coming through.
Woo!
Big Red Problem.
It is a pleasure.
Until next week.
It is a pleasure.
Thank you. That was a beautiful end off. I'm gonna have to listen to that on the playback. Thank you, Sean Black.
Exactly. Thank you, Sean.
Sean Black.
Sean broke it down
for us,
guys.
The voice of
Sean
reason.
Black. Sean Black for president.
Thank you,
Sean Black for president.
Until
oh,
next week,
Sean.
Y'all.
Later, guys.
Have a good night.
You too. Later.
Later, y'all.